organizational process is about 2 years. The executive committee made of 20 different students starts planning then, and then the rest of the student body gets involved shortly after that, planning the different booths.
What is going to happen on Friday and Saturday? I'm assuming you're going to have the usual demonstrations. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
Yes, so we are offering several different demonstrations throughout the day. There's usually something happening every hour from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on both days. These demonstrations are really neat and something that you would probably never find somewhere else. We have a demonstration where you can feel the inside of a rumen, which is a large component of the cow digestive tract, and you can feel that with your hand. We have another one with a canine police unit. We have falconry, which is very, very neat. And then new this year, we have an equine treadmill demonstration where a horse sits on a treadmill, kind of similar to what you and I would have in our basement.
Why would a horse have to be on a treadmill? What purpose would that serve for the veterinary college? Would that be part of the treatment for the horse, or would it be part of their exercise?
It can serve a variety of different functions. So it can be part of an exercise program. It can be helpful for us to diagnose if they have any soreness in any of their legs, because we can get kind of an up close look at what's going on without having to run beside them as they're running. And it's good for rehabilitation too. So if you have a horse that needs to be on a reduced workload just to slowly get back to their regular exercise levels, the treadmill can be really helpful.
The falconry demonstration sounds pretty cool as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So that one is going to be a new one for me too. I've never actually seen it in person, but I've heard that it kind of mimics the natural hunting that you would get to do with a falcon. So I'm really excited to see what goes on there.
I'm assuming that one will be outside.
I believe it might be indoors, actually. We do have a large area for our equine patients where we have a little bit of an arena.
Now, in addition to the demonstrations, there's going to be information about some of the different research going on at the college as well, some of the different things, the different services provided.
Yes, that's correct. So we've got 26 different booths in total, and the booths will go over either a species or a career in veterinary medicine. So some of the species booths, we have some cattle ones, so we have dairy and beef production. And those booths will give you kind of an overview of the industry, some fun facts, and different things you can expect to see that veterinarians would do in a day. And these booths are geared towards all ages and education levels. There's something for everyone to find there. And there's species for everyone. There's horses, dogs, cats. And then some of the career booths are really interesting too. So you can go into the anatomy booth and see a big set of horse lungs and how big those would get as a horse is exercising. So there's a lot of really, really interesting things to see.
And on Saturday evening, there's going to be an event for students that might be interested in enrolling in the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in the next year or two.
So we've got our pre-vet night going on Saturday night from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We are unfortunately full already for the pre-registered spots to attend in person, but we are offering a Zoom live stream of the event so you can log in and follow along the presentations. We will have presentations on the application and admissions process, a few presentations by faculty members talking about careers in the veterinary industry, and then a Q&A panel with current students just to ask some of those burning questions that might be on your mind before you apply.
What about admission for VetaVision and parking?
Parking is free on Saturday. There's more information about that on our website where the lots are. Friday parking is free after, I believe it's 6 p.m., but it might be 5. I can double check on that, but it's all posted on our website as well. Apart from that, across the street from the Vet College is the Agriculture Building, and they have a parkade there where you can pay for parking on Friday if you'd like to attend Friday. And then as far as admissions go, we accept almost every form of payment, cash, credit, debit, e-transfer. No need to pre-register for just regular VetaVision admission. We'll take payment at the door.
where can we find the agenda so you can maybe plan your day and see what everything is, what time everything takes place?
That's a great thing to do. So the biggest thing would be to plan from the demonstration schedule, because those are the things that are organized at set times. You can find all that information on our website if you go to www.wcvm.usasc.ca and search VetaVision. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at WCVM VetaVision. And our demonstration schedule, some of the booths that we offer, more information about Pre-Vet Night can all be found on those pages.